Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So it's Quizmaster Mary to me, and...
It is. We are doing questions from Corkchester's Wine Teasers.
Excellent. So, MZ, what do I have to look forward to this
Your
fine
first
evening?
Question, why do wine glasses have stems? A, to keep hands from warming the wine. B, it's a 17th century tradition. Or C, the raised bowl makes color and clarity easier to evaluate.
I think it's so that you break them often and that you have to replace them constantly. No, of course.
Ding, 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 ding.
The answer, of course, is that you warm them, of course, with your hands if you're holding them. And it's kind of an archaic concept in many ways because there are these fabulous no-stem wine glasses now
right.
that everybody loves.
Right. And before that, people used to drink out of jam jars. So.
There you go. But that is the concept, of course.
That is the concept. Correct, Grasshopper. Okay, question two, or fill in the blank. White wine in slim, green, long-necked bottles comes from A, Rioja, Spain, B, Mosel, Germany, or C, Chablis, France.
Slim, long-necked bottles?
Green, slim, long.
Like this?
Comme ça.
I would say, what are my options again?
Rioja, Spain, right. Mosel, Germany, or Chablis, France.
Mosel, Germany, thank
ding,
you very
ding,
much.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Riesling bottles are so beautiful. I think we both love wines from Alsace, and they
and
use
Germany.
Those bottles and Germany. And I'm looking at a beautiful Riesling from Australia in the Barossa Valley, which uses that as well. It is a nice shape, isn't it?
It is. It does sometimes pose problems in the refrigerator, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's a first world problem.
True. That is definitely a first world problem. I can't fit all the Riesling bottles into my refrigerator. I understand totally.
Question number three. The earliest historical evidence of winemaking was found where? A, Iran, B, France, or C, China?
It is in what is now the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is amazing, isn't it? And I bet you if Iran ever went into production, it would be considered New World wine. One of my total pet peeves. It's totally true. This is the place that we are blessed. Syrah, we think, came from Iran, or at least it's reputed, although I think maybe it comes from the Rhone, but the legend is that it comes from Iran, and I would imagine that would be a great place to grow grapes.
Mesopotamia is the birthplace of many, many things.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
Wine Teasers tells us that the discovery puts the first known date of winemaking around 5400 BC.
Wow, amazing. Yep. Well, we have history. That's very exciting. Well, Quizmaster Mary, that was a real pleasure.
And you did beautifully, as usual. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you so much. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.